It's April 23rd, 2024. Once again, it's April 23rd, 2024. It's about 1:45 in the afternoon. And I just wanted to kind of catch some random notes. I've just been kind of dwelling on a few things, and I just like to get them down. So the first thing I was considering was the interest, sparking an interest in others with this material. And, I mean, that's my responsibility. I have to find a way to package it. I guess that would be the easiest way for me to approach that. I have to find an attractive package. And, you know, this is my IPO, my initial public offering. And I remember years ago, I talked about making it a treasure quest. And so what I was sharing in this treasure quest was an ontological map of the human condition. So I started thinking about the worldwide reality game. You know, do I approach it that, you know, we are all participants, either active or passive participants in a worldwide reality game? You know, and that's sort of leaving out the conflict of forces, because I remember one of the things I thought was valuable to determine was what's to be gained, you know, what can possibly be gained and what can be lost. And that kind of made me think about check yourself before you wreck yourself, which kind of made me smile because the title I chose for the collective works is You Are Here, Reality Check Adventure Training. Reality check. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. And it's kind of also funny that the very first example of the Runaway Reaction series about democracy is I was talking about oversteer and how high-speed operation of a car can lead to an accident. Typically, the operator is either trying to avoid a hazard, could be something in the road, or some other driver, some other circumstance, like a vehicle coming over into their lane or cutting across lanes. And they oversteer, and then they realize they've oversteered, overcorrected, then they try to correct back, and that also is too radical of an input and ends up oversteering the opposite direction, and next thing you know, they lose control. So, I mean, literally, it comes down to that, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So that's kind of what got me thinking about this the approach. You know, what's in it for them? And so I guess fundamentally there's two ways that can be approached. Either what can they gain, or what's the possible or potential cost or loss. So for the individual, I've always considered work play as one of the greatest possible benefits of entertaining the information, to understand that the way that we live our lives and the standards that we choose as our standard references around which our lives revolve, I guess the way I would say it is, they either serve us or we serve them. And I just saw something interesting today in an article about how there's a movement of the working class, a small movement but effective, that they basically, what they were saying was, they live far below their means. They've come to comprehend and understand and appreciate how impulsive consumption or excessive consumption, it's kind of like you become a slave to it. Again, they either serve us or we serve them, the priorities. And so some of these couples were saving 50 or 70% of their collective pay and investing that. And as they did that over a 10 or 15 year period, at the end of that period, they were able to become financially independent. Now, not rich, meaning by learning to live on less and by investing those earnings in a way that could give them dividends, they were able to amass enough investments that the investments could bring in a base, let's say $10, $20, $30, $40,000 a year, whatever that base may end up being, depending upon what they see as their baseline, their needs. And then once that's established, once that income is established, they quit their quote-unquote jobs, you know, just over broke, and they semi-retire early. Now, some of them can actually retire early, and they choose not to do anything else. But it sounded like to me the vast majority of them, what they find is their work play. So they have that base to work from, but then they find activities that they enjoy doing, and they supplement that dividend income that they've established by investing with monies earned by doing something they enjoy. To me, that's so wise. I mean, that's what I've basically been trying to practice and encourage others to understand the value of for decades. You know, I was thinking about something years ago. I had realized I was sitting in my room in my parents' home after getting out of the service. And I don't know if I was in college at the time or if I was in between being laid off from my union job. I can't really remember. It all kind of flows together as you get older. But I remember laying there and thinking about, it's a box. And we all live in a box. And some boxes are larger and more ornate. And some boxes are smaller and more cozy. But a box is a box. And that was part of the beginning of me realizing that that was not the standard by which I wanted to measure my life and times. It wasn't about how big and ornate the box that I was in. You know, to me, it's the functionality, and I see so many different things that way. Keeps the sun off, keeps the rain off. A box is a box. So, again, see, that's why in the very beginning with the Master's Craft, I want to talk about conversion, because it's all about that choice of first magnitude. It's all about what we choose as our standard of measure. Choose your treasure. And like one of the people in the interview that I saw, which she made the comment that what she treasured, what she had come to treasure the most, was her time. And most especially her freedom with her time. And yeah, that is precious. That is truly a treasure. But it may not be an easy concept for individuals to wrap their minds around and to understand the value of it. One of my brothers, he still works. He still has, you know, payments that he has to make. Mr. Bill, as we always used to say, yeah, Mr. Bill, he comes around every month with his hand out, wanting us to fill it. But he's no longer in the corporate world. He is now an entrepreneur. He doesn't just do one thing. He has diversified in many different activities that he engages in. And honestly, for the most part, they're mostly in service to others, which, just like myself, he gets a lot of reward, a lot of joy and fulfillment from that. But by being diversified like he is, he doesn't really have, you know, he can't get fired from a job. He's valued by these people that he services. And so, you know, he has income security. It's the hard thing to really understand how freeing that is. He still needs to make money, but it's hard to understand how freeing that is until you live it. And I remember at one point early on, I don't know, maybe 6 months or a year into this adventure that he went on to become self-employed, which means he's employed by others, but in service to others, not on their payroll. And that's a big difference. There may not always be a job, but there's always work. And that's the secret ingredient that he has found to his independence. And he even said at one point, some company, and this may have happened more than once, but I seem to remember at least once, he got a phone call and he was offered a position, much like the type of middle management position that he was in previously. And I don't really remember if he told me he thought about it and then refused it, or if he just refused it right when it was offered to him. But he ended up refusing it. He said once he had kind of tasted this ownership of being his own boss and choosing who to serve and how to serve him, and if he wanted to stay and chat for half an hour, there's no one that's going to be docking him for pay. I mean, that's just such a freedom of your time. He said he couldn't go back. Once you've had it, it's hard to go back. So, like I was saying, I don't really know in this initial public offering exactly how I'm going to spark an interest in others. It's my duty, it's my wish to spark an interest in as many as possible. And the reason is because I know how valuable it can be to them. But it has to be in their own time, in their own way. And so it's different. It's a difference between commanding attention and respect and demanding attention and respect. And so those who command attention and respect rarely ask for it. And those who demand attention and respect rarely receive it, rarely get it. So I'm hoping that I've done justice to the material and it will spark an interest and resonate with others, that it will command their attention. Not so much for me. I don't really care about that. In fact, I have in my notes somewhere, I wanted to be totally revealing and completely concealed. of course, that was as ideal. I just don't see any way that I can do that. But the more I can make it about them, about others, the more I can make it about the potential that they have. You know, I even have it in some of my other notes. Do you know who you are? It's not like in the movies where the police officer stops the bigwig and he tells the police officer, "Do you know who I am?" It's not about that. It's about, do you know who you are? Do you know the potential that you represent to the universe, that you represent to the universe? Because if you do know that, you'll act on it. If you're aware of it, anything short of that quest, of engaging that quest, you'll experience discontentment. And, you know, I talk about the highest, most intense form of discontentment is divine discontentment. When you realize truly who you can be to the world, what you represent in potential to the world, and you don't act on it. To me, that if you're truly aware, that's when you can experience divine discontentment. Well, I think that's about all I really wanted to get down. It's just, you know, here I'm in the final throes of getting ready to put myself out there. And just like my brother, it's about being in service to others. Yes, I'm going to invite others to reward me. Buy me a cup of coffee. Buy me 4 cups of coffee. Yeah. I'll have little links that they can donate and support me in my craft. But I'm not, there's no membership fee here. We're live. And I want to pay it forward. I want to share the best guidance possible with others. And I don't expect them to look at me as some kind of an expert on anything. I'm just trying to share the best that's been shared with me and the best that I've become aware of during my personal quest. So I hope that this becomes, in the end, it becomes a legacy that I can leave to others in this chain of custody. That's all for now. Signing off.